Do you ever use the word stout when describing somebody like that?
No.
What does stout mean?
Fat.
Okay. Would you ever use stout in describing butter that's gone bad? Say that butter's gotten stout. Ever heard that?
No.
All right.
Well, stout is not actually fat. It's in the process of getting fat.
Okay.
Like, it's not chubby. No, you're chubby. You're just starting out. Then you get stout. Then you get fat.
Okay. What do you call a person who never spend any money? Just hangs on to it.
Nitty.
What?
Nitty.
Nitty?
Yeah, spender. Don't want to get up off that cash.
All right. Don't want to do what?
Get up off the cash.
Get up off their cash?
Off their cash.
Oh, get up off their cash. In other words, they're sitting on it.
Yeah.
Okay. And you would call him a...
Penny pincher.
Or a tightwad or anything?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not for a penny pincher, though.
Do you ever use the word common to describe a person? Like, she's really common? Or he's common? And if so, what does it mean?
Common. Common means plain, everyday, you know.
Well, is it an insult to call somebody common, or is it just...
Well, it all depends on the person, how they think.
Oh, okay. All right, if an old man is still very strong and still gets around, doesn't show his age, you'd say, that old man is still...
active.
Okay. You might say, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark,
that's it.
I'm
gonna turn on the light.
Well, but it's a word meaning, well, if somebody believes in ghosts and stuff like that, is...
You don't want to go, I'm scared.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, a place like a dark road along the graveyard is...
scary.
Okay.
Or spooky.
Alright. And you might say, well, she isn't afraid now, but she...
used to be.
Okay. What do you call a place, like a house, where there are supposed to be ghosts and stuff like that?
Haunted house.
Alright. And, are there any other words for ghosts besides ghosts?
Spooks. Spirits.
What?
Spirits.
Spirits, yeah. Ever heard them called haunts or hants?
Yeah, hants.
What?
Haints.
Haints? Okay. Are they the same thing as ghosts?
Yeah.
All right. Somebody leaves a lot of money on the table and the door unlocked, you'd say he's awful.
Oh.
Awfully,
he's a fool.
Fool, stupid.
Yeah.
In other words, the opposite of careful. He's awfully
careless.
All right.
Well, now that wouldn't be careless. Careless when you left me there by accident.
Oh, okay.
You were stupid.
Somebody, if you know somebody who always loses his temper when the least little thing goes wrong, you say he's awfully...
quick temper.
Awfully what?
Quick temper.
Okay, any other?
Uh-uh. Well, you like to fly off.
Okay. You might say, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get...
bad.
Or hot.
Fired up.
What?
Fired up.
Fired up.
Wide open.
Or hot, you say?
Yeah, hot.
All right, if somebody's about to lose his temper, you tell him just...
cool it.
Or keep...
keep cool, keep calm.
Right. If you've been working very hard all day, you say you are very...
tired or beat. Most of the time I say work jumped on me.
What?
Work jumped on me.
Work jumped on me? Okay, any other words for being real tired?
Dead.
How about from wear out?
Whoa.
Okay, you can say I'm real.
One out.
Okay.